Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday, which means our favourite, our friend, Delaina Dixon, is joining us. Miss D, are you there? Hello.
I am. I'm back.
Our friend JT jumped in to help us out, but we're glad you are back. Are you back in the city or are you in Georgia?
No, I'm back in Georgia, and I have to say, it's a little chilly this morning. It was a little tough to get out of bed, so I have to turn up that heat. I'm glad I'm talking to you, Mr. Hottie.
Well, we will make it hot, 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 I promise, because it is what time is dear?
It's tea time.
Big exclusive at the top of the show. Tyra Banks is planning more changes to Dancing with the Stars. Last night was the season finale. We're not going to give away the winner just yet, but you can see it everywhere, all over online and TV. It's an exciting show. The ratings were up in the key demo. So that's so important for TV. It's not the total number. It's basically young people that they care about. It's terrible, isn't it? Lots and lots of older people can watch shows, but they care about that young demographic. She was up in that. Now I'm told next season she's going to put in even more changes. Tyra's not just the host of the show. She's the executive producer. So sources are telling me the following. I think this is a really good idea. She wants to add more fashion to the show. Obviously, her background is in modeling, fashion, that whole world. So she wants to add more fashion to the show. She's even going to add maybe a Tyra Banks save. We've seen these saves that they do on American Idol. And I think the judges on Dancing with the Stars, they have a save too. Now the host is going to have a save. Why not? Tyra's going to try and get some more American top designers doing the costumes, more controversial stars like Carole Baskin. And also to get this is so interesting. Tyra wants it to be more of a reality show, not totally, but more of one. So she's even thinking about maybe putting all the contestants in one house, like America's Next Top Model, like Big Brother, and then we can have some behind the scene drama of them all living together. What do you think, Misty? Are you for the changes or leave it alone?
Well, I did watch last night's show, and I have to say, I do believe people were tuning in for the outfits. Tyra had on some unusual dresses. At one point, she looked like a bedazzled skeleton. Yes, exactly. So I think it's smart. You know, obviously, this is going to bring in young people, but I don't think she should alienate the core group of people who love Dancing with the Stars. And we know that all ages like it. So she needs to speak to her full audience. But you know what, Tyra? It's your show. Do what you want to do. Make the changes. I mean, in this household last night, we were talking about what you're wearing. So you're doing something right.
Misty and my good self were on a TV show for a little while, a morning show. And I was shocked to find out how much what you wear is so important. I'm a content guy, which is why I love podcasting. I'm in my pajamas right now. I love content. I love gossip. I love news. However, TV is really a visual medium. Of course it is. How could I not think it was? So fashion, what you wear, bright colours, really do pop and it makes a difference. Also, too, the numbers are up. So people were hating on Tyra when she first took over. Change is difficult. People don't like change. I've got used to her after, what, 8-9 weeks? I really enjoyed the show last night. She made me scream laughing. Her clothes were outrageous. Even the judges were dressed up in kind of unusual fashion, too. I think this myself is a good idea, but that doesn't matter because I care about what you think. It's our poll of the day. Tyra Banks is going to make even more changes to Dancing with the Stars. Are you Team Tyra or are you Bring Back Tom Bergeron? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D, what are you working on, love?
Well, we know that numbers are everything. So these are some bad news for the American Music Awards. They were a disappointment in the ratings because viewership is down almost 50%. Ooh. So the show got about 3.8 million total viewers, and that's a 50% ratings decline and a 43% lost audience dip. Now, you have to understand, back in 2019, it only lost about 4% of the audience, and it was actually up a little bit from 2018. But the American Music Awards. Don't have to worry. It wasn't Taraji, because let me tell you, she did some amazing fashion changes. Mm-hmm. It seems all the award shows are down this year. The Oscars fell 20%. The Emmys were around 9%. The ACM Awards was over 30%. And the Billboard Music Awards was about 55%. Ooh. Now, I think I have a theory of why this is happening. Obviously, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and the shows look a lot different. I mean, you know, Taraji was talking to a cardboard cutout of Beyonce at the American Music Awards. So it's not the same thing. You don't have the audience. You don't have those weird cuts when they cut to the audience and you see their faces and they're on their phone. So, and I think people just have other things on their mind than watching these kind of weird kind of delivery of the award shows. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. They're certainly different. The excitement has definitely gone from having an empty auditorium. This award show, it normally holds about 7,000-8,000 people. There was probably about 50 in the room, so it's very, very difficult. But I think the big reason is that we are too busy with our own lives to watch celebrities who seem to have so much get awards. It just feels a little tone deaf to me. Honoring people who are super rich and super famous and they look like they have perfect lives, it doesn't feel like the right moment. So maybe it's a little bit of that too. Talking about celebrities who we think has an amazing life but actually is struggling, Miley Cyrus has come forward to say that she is now 2 weeks sober after falling off the wagon. She's 28 years old. She was on Apple Music and she admits that she had trouble during the pandemic and now she's only 2 weeks sober. So she said that instead of getting furious with herself for having a drink, she gets curious. She doesn't get mad, but she asks herself, what happened? Why did she reach back for the booze? She said that she's not really a person in moderation, and she doesn't think everybody has to be sober. She thinks everybody has to do what's best for them. Have you been indulging in alcohol or food or whatever it is that that you do, Misty, during the pandemic? What have you been doing?
I totally understand. This is a really difficult time, and it's so easy to just go to that fridge, open it up, look in there mindlessly, and grab food. I eat a lot of nuts, I'm going to be honest, and we got a lot of chocolate in this household. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to stop and say, why am I doing this? Am I bored? Am I sad about what's going on? And we know when Miley does something, she does it 120%. She doesn't really have, you know, a sense of moderation, like she said. So it's challenging, and I find it so interesting that celebrities let us into this part of their lives. Do you remember when Dax Shepard did that?
Yes.
And he talked about how he had been 11 days sober after dealing with his drugs addiction and his drinking again. So I think this is to humanize celebrities, because sometimes we put them on a pedestal.
Yeah, I do too. What's Tyler Perry been up to? Talk about being a good guy and humanized. What's he been doing?
He's so good. So he's been donating food and gift cards to 5,000 families ahead of Thanksgiving. As we know, we're celebrating on Thursday. Now, you know, he's an actor, he's a writer, producer. He's got the Tyler Perry Studios right here in Atlanta. So he announced that he was going to be giving away all this non-perishable items to the first 5,000 families who came to his studio. Now, the line began at 8 a.m. and they were out of supplies by 10 a.m. Yeah, the line was down the street in downtown Atlanta. I think there were thousands and thousands of cards. It just goes to show you how tough it is for people this season. I mean, Rob, what do you think about that? It's intense.
I think he's a hero. He's an absolute hero. And for somebody who makes sort of some silly movies too, I do love Madea, to use all that money, a lot of that money that he's made making Madea movies and put it to just fundamental change and goodness and kindness, I absolutely adore him. I'm not sure I'm a fan of him as an artist. I'm not sure it's my thing. But as a human being, which I think is even more important, there is no bigger star in my book than Tyler Perry. Quickly, before we go to break, Kristen Stewart is speaking out about a debate that's going on in the acting community. Should only gay actors play gay roles? So Kristen says it is a very grey area. Somebody like her, who's had access to so much work, she said she's young, she's white, She used to be straight, not anymore. She's skinny. She's aware that all that helped her get a lot of work. She also, too, they would never see somebody's experience being told by somebody that hadn't lived it. And on the other hand, again, she says it's a very slippery slope, because does this mean that she can never now play a straight character as somebody who is now out? Could she do that? In conclusion, she said the following, I think it's all about thinking about what you do and not being an a-hole. This is a tricky one. I mean, it's called acting for a reason, but I do think that groups that have been historically excluded from getting parts, people of colour, gay people, and people that are not skinny minis, when roles come up that they can play, should they get it? What do you think, Miss D?
Yeah, this is very, very complicated. And it happens a lot in the Black community when you have a role and it's like, the actor or the person you're playing was Black, so maybe we should get a Black character. Especially, it's even been to the point where it's like, this was a dark-skinned Black person. We need to get a darker-skinned Black actress. And people could say, okay, that's great, but then how can Black actors play roles that don't seem characteristically of color? Right. And the answer that most people give is that for a group that's marginalized, we live in a world that's the majority all the time. So we're experiencing your world. We're seeing how it happens, but it doesn't necessarily happen the way back. And it goes back to that point of, to make a kinder, happier, more peaceful world, we have to spend time with people who don't look like us, who don't sound like us, who do different things from us. And then we'll all understand the differences in our culture, our race, our gender, our orientation.
Oh, well said, Miss D. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our friend Miss D joining us from Georgia. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls. Miss D, this relates to you. Claire Crawley and Dale Moss, who Miss D has met, Dale, are ignoring the cheating rumours. So there was rumours that he was hooking up with other models, and they've decided to just ignore them. They're not even going to issue a response. What do you think about this? Should they ignore the rumours or should they clap back? 66% said ignore them. Where are you, Miss D?
I say ignore it. Now, I have met Mr. Moss, and I have to say, not only is he gorgeous, but he's incredibly charming. He has this way of making you feel that you are the only girl in the room. So if somebody is looking from the outside in, it's going to seem like Dale is only interested in that woman he's speaking to, but we know on his mind he's only thinking about Claire. So yeah, they should just ignore it. Listen, it's the holiday season. Let this cute little couple enjoy their time together. Their first, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Let them have their
fun, people. She's taking him home for Thanksgiving. He's going to go and meet all the family, which I don't think they got to do on her few episodes of The Bachelorette. Let me ask you, Miss D, had I had a paparazzi photographer across the street watching you and Dale have a cup of coffee, could it have looked a little flirtatious?
Probably. I'm sure I was batting my eyelashes and being batting my eyelashes and being like, is he interested? Is he
was
not?
Was he interested?
No. I'm a little bit older than him.
Claire is too.
I mean, I know she is. I'm a little bit older than Claire, but that's okay. Like I said, when he's listening to you or talking with you, he really does make sure that he's focused on you. He's just that kind of guy.
I like it.
And so for Claire, I'm so excited because she was able to see not only is he that kind of guy, but realize, oh, wait a second, this is just for me. So go on, Claire, enjoy your man. He's fine.
Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll about Tyra Banks making even more changes to Dancing with the Stars. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for a nicest of the day.
Aww.
What do you got?
Well, I have to say, after the American Music Awards, I am now the biggest Justin Bieber fan. I love him. I do.
Wow.
And so, of course, he is our nicest of the day because he gave romantic birthday wishes to his wife, Haley Baldwin. Of course, he took to social media and he had a tribute there, a slideshow of stunning images of his birthday bae. Mm-hmm. And of course, he wrote, now he's the yummy crooner, and he wrote something yummy. He said, "My eyes are for you. My heart is for you. My soul is for you. My love is for you. I am home wherever you are.
Oh.
You are my safe place. I am completely and utterly obsessed with who you are. My biggest dream is growing old with you."
Oh,
Justin Bieber. That's a long time, too, because he's only like 27 or something.
Baby.
He's still a baby.
I gotta say, I don't think I'm quite as into him as you, Miss D, but he did open the show pretty spectacularly. I forgot what a great singer he
amazing.
Is.
Amazing. His sing. Voice is nice.
I
oh,
know.
My gosh.
I know. Too bad. The ratings were not very good, as Miss D told us. And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Prince Harry is just lending the cottage, Frogmore House, to Princess Eugenie. So we broke the news that Eugenie and her husband are moving into Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's UK residence. Remember, the Queen gave them Frogmore Cottage on the estates of Windsor? Well, now the Sussexes have loaned it to Eugenie. However, when they are back in London, they do expect, I guess, to sleep on the couch. Maybe they got a spare room. This is why they're the naughtiest. It's not theirs to give. It is owned by the Queen. So the Queen lets them stay there rent-free. It's her property. It gets a little bit complicated because the Queen does not own Buckingham Palace. It belongs to the Crown Estates, which basically means the people. So the Queen couldn't decide to put Buckingham Palace up for sale. Like, if she needed a little extra cash, she can't sell it. It's not hers. She can't sell the crown jewels. They're not really hers. Windsor Castle is hers. It's a private residence. So if she wanted to sell it, technically she could. But the cottage, I mean, it's a mansion, but they call it the cottage. The cottage on the grounds wasn't really Harry's to give away. Have you ever given something away, Miss D, that wasn't really yours to give?
I'm sure I have. I'd have to think about it for a moment. But I'm thinking back to this cottage situation. You know, obviously, I haven't been in my apartment in New York City for a while. So I do tend to have friends go and just kind of stay there just to keep an eye on the place, because
yeah,
I'm not there. I want to make sure that no robbers pop in. So I kind of understand where Harry and Meghan are coming from. They're like, just keep an eye on the cottage, you know, run the toilet every once in a while and make sure it's still working.
I don't know, you're too generous. Okay, it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. For 20
minutes. Yes, you do.
Thank you very much. For 20 minutes or so, we try to make you giggle or laugh, but for a minute or a moment, we're a little bit more serious. So it feels great to admit, it really does feel great to admit, that you need a little help and you have to keep trying. It took the smartest person I've ever met to teach me that. It was Jessica Simpson. I used to work for Jess. Jess got knocked down a lot, and she did it publicly. She always got back up, and she was never ashamed to admit she needed a little bit of help. The only chance any of us have of living a good life, of being happy, is when we keep trying. We got to get back up, and we got to keep trying, and it's fine if we need a little bit of help. How are you, Miss D, at asking for a helping hand?
Oh, I've learned you have to ask for help. And I think back to Gossip Table, you know, it was a tough road for me at the beginning because I just wasn't sure, like, how to deliver a story in the best way. And I spoke to one of our producers, Robin. I got to give her props. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, how can I do my job better? And she gave me such a clear and concise answer. It was so simple. She said, make sure each story you give actually gives a payoff. Mm. And once she told me that, it changed everything for me. And of course, your advice, Rob, that you gave me on the regular. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Most of the time, people are like, sure, let me help you. I want you to do the best you can. I think we fear that people are going to be like, oh, are you not smart? You couldn't figure this out on your own. But I think people want us to succeed. And so they're willing to give us the help that we need.
Yes. And if they don't want you to succeed, most people are such narcissists, they love to talk. I love people asking me for help because it gives me a chance to rattle on for 20 minutes and pontificate and make myself feel like I'm really smart or that I know ask for help. People will give it you. It doesn't matter why. They might give it you because they're an egomaniac, or they might give it you because they genuinely want to help you. Either way, you will get the help you need. Hopefully this helped a little bit today. We ran out of time, Miss D.
Ooh.
We love having you helping us out every Tuesday. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. Send my love to your mom. You guys, thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.